lip service.
All right, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Lip Service. It's our first ever live lip service.
Damn, Gigi.
Listen.
Gigi in the building.
Gigi is a bartender, okay?
I don't. Anybody got any singles? I don't have any.
No,
Gigi's
not a stripper anymore.
Gigi, shower.
All right, so first of all, I want to thank y'all for coming out. It's a big deal. This is the first time we've done this. And at Highline Ballroom, it's the first time they've had a woman's podcast. Yeah! So I love to see all the ladies here with us. Shout out to all of y'all. We love you guys too, okay? But tonight we're gonna have some fun. We have some really special guests coming through. As you guys know, Hustle Gang will be in the building. Also, Natori Norton, I know y'all watch Power and you know.
Ow!
Gigi's making drinks, but clearly she was making some for herself prior to us coming out here. Now, we are gonna bring our first two guests out, which should be really interesting for y'all. And let's introduce ourselves though. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And I'm L'Oreal.
L'Oreal.
All right, so we're going to have a great time tonight. This is going to be educational. How many of y'all listen to the podcast? How many of y'all have learned something on there?
Y'all got to make some more noise than that.
Like, what did y'all learn?
We need some
sex tips. You said some sex tips?
Like what? Like
Jesus,
what?
You said what you sex done? Tips. Yes.
Did y'all listen? Did y'all listen to the Breakfast Club today? Yes. Did you know that Gigi likes to rape people?
Don't bring that up. How many of y'all like to eat butt? Let me hear you scream.
Hey, girl, keep it real. See, that's what she learned on the podcast.
We got him. All right, so first up, we are going to bring Alana Love to the stage. Where are you, Alana Love?
Hey, Alana.
I feel like we need some music when they come walking
out. And Taylor.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up, ladies? Do you guys need a drink or anything before?
I'm good for now.
We need some straws.
I need a drink.
Taylor needs
actually,
a drink.
You know what?
Taylor needs a drink.
Thank you.
Okay, you went Ciroc. We have French Vanilla Ciroc and we have De Leon. Did y'all enjoy your drinks?
Yes.
Okay. What would you guys like, tequila
the first
or vodka?
One. Surprise me.
That's exactly what she said. All right, so while you guys get your drinks, let's do a little introduction on what we would know you from. Here. Now, Taylor, the first thing you said to me was, we talked about you on The Breakfast Club. And you definitely made it into the rumor report, so let's talk about why, because she does have a tell-all book coming out next year.
Uh-oh. Lots of tell-all.
Yeah, so, you know, break it down for us. And then we're going to
tell me why I was on Breakfast Club.
Well, she used to date Michael Phelps. You guys know Michael Phelps, the Olympic swimmer?
He likes to smoke weed, so of course we know him.
Right. But she also is intersex. Does anybody know what that means? So, Taylor, explain what intersex is, because I know sometimes a lot of people might not be aware, and it's an educational show as well.
I was born physically both genders, so I was born with a vagina and a penis. I had no testes, but I didn't have ovaries, but I have a uterus.
Okay. Now, she has a very fascinating life, because she's been married 6 times.
Jesus.
I like being married.
She likes being married.
I do.
But the reason that you actually came to everybody's attention that we did talk about you is because you did date Michael Phelps.
I did.
Right. And he wasn't aware.
No, he did not know.
Okay.
It came out after he got the DUI. And once people were doing stuff about me like The Breakfast Club, then people from my past came out and sold the story to the National Enquirer.
Okay. And so what about your previous husbands? Were they aware? Because you did have your penis removed.
Only my last husband knew. The rest of them did not.
Okay. All right. So we're going to get more into that. But now let's talk about Alana Love. Now, Alana Love has an interesting journey. She started off on Wall Street.
I did.
All right. So let's talk about how you ended up in the porn industry.
I was an accountant and marketing manager on Wall Street and stuff. And then the economy sucked. Obviously. So I got...
So I sucked.
Yes.
The economy sucked, so she sucked.
I do. I like it, though. But...
I suck.
No, we all. We,
exactly.
We like that.
WeSuck.com.
So then, obviously, I didn't get the salary that I wanted. Mm-hmm. So I started out at the Bunny Ranch in Reno, Nevada.
Oh. And y'all know Dennis Hoffman, the Bunny Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch.
So wait a minute. So wait a minute. You're responsible for the Lamar Odom thing.
I am not responsible.
Did you kill
for that because
did
I was not there.
Did you resurrect Lamar Odom? Yes
I
or
did
no?
not. That was after me.
Okay,
after my
okay,
time.
Okay.
I was already in porn at that time. Mm-hmm.
Right. What was your specialty at the Bunny Ranch?
Just being me and everything I do.
Because I've seen that menu.
There is a menu.
Yeah, I've seen that menu because we've had Dennis Hoff on, you know, a few times.
He's awesome. Mm-hmm. So, but, and then the Bunny Ranch, traveling like 2 weeks out of every month for 3 years got exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what's the difference between what I do on camera and what I do at the Bunny Ranch? There's a difference because it's on camera.
Right.
So.
So what about your family? Because obviously.
They have no idea.
To this day?
To this day. And I'm hoping they don't find out now.
Oh. Now, how is that possible?
Well, you're going to make my Instagram. I got almost a million. Angela got a million, too.
Angela got them M's.
Now I feel special.
Or you know, your family might know. They just might not be saying anything.
Well, you know what? If they do know and they don't say anything, I'm okay with that, too. I'm okay with that, too.
All right, so guys, remember, this is all in no judgment zone. We are here to have a good time and enjoy each other. All right, so... we're going to get into it. So, Taylor, you felt like Michael Phelps, with that whole thing, it was like a secret of yours had been revealed.
Correct. Yeah.
Right. And so, has anybody in here ever been embarrassed or like not wanted to tell somebody about who they were dating and why?
Embarrassed about who you were dating?
Yeah, like this is a secret.
It's
why would it be a secret?
It's only a secret if they're married or if it's a fuck buddy.
Oh, no.
Any fuck buddies
no.
in the building?
I have to.
Y'all know
to
y'all
disagree.
Got some fuck buddies.
I have to disagree.
They can't admit it because they're next
like,
to their wife.
I'm embarrassed.
No, shit. Like, I feel like you can be totally in love with somebody, but they just do stupid shit. They just do a lot of stupid shit. So,
she's talking about you.
That's embarrassing. And I'm not claiming your body. I love you, but I'm not claiming you on my body.
I hope it's not him because he looked mad as hell.
I know.
Rubbing his chin like, baby, but you embarrassing, baby. I can't.
Oh, okay. You took your ring off tonight too, huh?
Your husband be doing stupid shit?
All the time.
But you still claim him though, right?
Like, no, we can't. I can't.
I'm sorry. All men do stupid shit.
Absolutely.
No, but it's another level of embarrassment.
All right, so let's talk about it, and we'll start, Taylor, move on down from Taylor. But what's something that, a reason why you wouldn't want to bring a guy around other people?
Because I wouldn't want someone to tell them something about me. Like, I mean, if you Google me, it's like, it's everywhere. And so it's like, the more people that are around, the more chances there are of someone saying something that they shouldn't know. And I mean, for me, it's like I've written 2 books, I've done porn, you know, I've done it all. And now I'm about to release my 3rd book where I'm going to actually name who's who of my exes.
So she, by the way, has dated a lot of athletes because I read some of those names already.
Name them.
Hold There's on. A list.
Okay, don't worry, I wrote it down.
Go. That's why I asked for the names. Because I knew that she wrote it down. I'm ready for
that. FYI, Ange has notes every episode.
What about my notes?
Know that.
All right. Are you guys familiar with NSYNC?
Yes. I'm NSYNC's #1 fan.
That's because you're white, Stephanie.
So you dated Joey Fatone from NSYNC?
I dated Joey Fatone, one of the best lovers I've ever had.
One of the best lovers?
One of the best.
Yes. He's a freak.
All right, good.
Whoa.
Is he Greek?
He's Greek.
A lot of guys can learn what made him one of the best.
He's great.
He was real aggressive, and he knew how to eat a pussy before it ate him.
Whoa. Before it ate him.
Hold on,
wow.
I'm stealing that.
Yes. Oh, Joey Fatone.
Okay. Somebody's pussy has teeth. All right, now, bear with me because I don't be knowing these athletes like that.
Because you young.
No, but I do know Anthony Hardaway.
I know him. Penny.
Penny Hardaway.
Penny as little as they say. Little Penny.
Is Penny a penny?
He's not little Penny.
He's a quarter. He's a half dollar.
Long banana skinny.
Whoa. No.
Yeah, I don't like them long and skinny.
Okay.
I need some thickness to it.
You don't like bananas?
So wait, what's better?
What girl doesn't like bananas?
If you have a choice, length or girth?
Length.
Okay.
I'm going for girth and length.
No, I said yeah, one of the other.
I'm going for both.
I'm going for both.
I'm going for fingers. Fingers and tongue.
No, I like the tongue, but I like it both.
I'll take the tongue. I agree with you on that tongue shit.
I want beans, greens, potatoes. All right.
You name it.
But I don't want to give away all the names, but there's some Atlanta Falcons players, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, New York Jets, shout out to New York.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
Detroit Lions. You really like athletes.
I lived in Orlando, so it was kind of like I was an athlete. I'm 5'8", blonde with big boobs.
Right.
So it's like...
You're an athlete magnet.
Yeah. So now I would not date one if my life depended on it.
Is it scary to actually put the names out there?
No, because I want to take that stigma away. I don't want people to think of it in terms of like I'm outing anybody. I want them to think of like, you know, it wasn't that big a deal that they dated me in the first place.
Right. And have you spoken to any of these guys that are going to be named in the book, and are they like supportive or?
I'm friends with all of them except two. One of them asked me specifically not to be in the book.
Wow.
And I was like, you know, that's rough. You know, he made me feel bad.
No.
No.
Is he married?
No, he's not married.
Okay. I got a question. How's Michael Phelps' backstroke?
Oh, baby, it is everything. When he dives in, he gets to where he needs to go.
Happy birthday, Trey.
Shout out to Trey.
All right, Alana Love, let's get to you.
Hi.
Now, we were actually looking at one of your porns, right? And it was your first time with a black cock.
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 Okay.
So we were all using the word cock.
Every time you say cock, you got to take a drink.
Cock, cock, cock.
Well, you started.
All right, fuck that. All right, I will.
So is there a difference, you think, in as far as like, you know, having sex with a white guy and a black guy? Because they always act like they're these myths on what white guys do and what black guys.
Honestly, I don't discriminate against anyone. So like if I'm attracted to you, then obviously I'll be with you regardless of color or race or whatever.
But they say white guys eat more pussy than black guys. Is that true?
That's not true.
Not true. That's not lie. True. That's
what?
Not true.
No,
hold on. How do y'all know?
That's a lie.
How do y'all know?
I see two white guys in the audience. Y'all eat pussy or no?
Yeah, look at you.
But the black guys are definitely
front and center. Eating pussy all night.
Hey. I believe them. Uh-huh.
Especially the one with the glasses. The one in the glasses, the real freak.
Oh.
That mouth. What that mouth do? But you know, there's certain things like, you know, there's these stereotypes that like white girls give more head, you know, Becky.
That's not true.
I mean,
lie.
Oh, y'all want to have a competition?
Yeah. No.
I mean, I love like
Alana. There you go, girl.
There you know go. How to put that mic.
Put it in your mouth, girl.
Here we go. Like, I love going down on a guy just to see that like he's satisfied and everything like that. I'm a giver as much as I'm a taker too. So.
Okay. Take that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really nice to make a guy like shake and like feel him.
And
like
just see that, like,
back,
you know what? Like, I got this. Like nice.
That's really nice.
Have you ever been able to not perform? Like, have you ever been unable to perform? Like, oh, this ain't working for me today.
No.
Green light all the time.
Why, right? Why? Because when you stay ready, you ain't never gotta get ready.
You're always ready.
Okay. Shout out to my bitches that stay ready, okay? What's some of the weirdest fetishes that people have? Like something that you're just not with.
I've never understood like the whole BDSM thing, like the whole pain. I've never thought.
Oh, you in the wrong place, girl.
I know. Don't get me wrong. I like a little whole, pain. Like rough and everything like that, but like not with a whip and chain and everything
I agree.
That.
I totally agree.
That sounds like
totally
slavery. Agree. I don't like that.
Exactly.
We don't do whips and chains.
No.
But handcuffs are nice. Little blindfold.
Depends
little
with who. Yeah, like I need brutality. To really trust the person in order for me to get handcuffed and blindfolded and everything. Otherwise, I just wouldn't enjoy it. I would be like, what's going on?
But if you guys
surprised.
Are filming,
I wouldn't do it.
Damn.
You have the option of saying no.
I know. And no means but don't no. you get paid more for certain things?
The industry changed, really. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't make as much as you used to because you have so many more like younger girls coming into the industry thinking that, oh, this is my dream job and everything like that. And so you have to fight for your rate. So it's harder now.
Right. Basically, there's girls doing scenes everything for $500.
Yes, like exactly.
And that's just not enough.
It's like the strip club.
But I know that Kanye record, right? He said something about like your like a porn star worth go down if they fuck a black guy or do anal. Is that true?
Not anymore.
She says yes, and you say no.
Taylor, you say yes?
Because I'm a vivid girl, and they told me that that was the natural progression, that once you go from whatever you're doing, you go to black or you go to anal. And then
once you go black, you never go back.
My first scene was with a black guy, so.
You have a boyfriend now, Alana?
I am hooking up with somebody right now.
Okay.
She got a fuck buddy, y'all.
I believe Notori is in the building somewhere.
Shout out to Notori.
Is she in here? Where you at, Notori?
Hey, first of all, who watches Power? Make some noise.
Make some noise for Tasha. Notori, we appreciate it. She came here by herself, by the way, okay?
Oh, she's like me. I do the same thing.
Get up here, Notori.
Yeah, we need you. Come on, Notori.
Come on, we need you, girl. Now, while she's making her way to the stage, we got a couple more things to talk about. Okay, what secrets do you think it's okay to keep from your man? Because I know we all keep certain secrets, right? We don't tell our man everything. So what are some things that you keep from your man?
That you're intersex, that you can't have kids.
Man. Damn.
That would be the number one answer. Good answer, good answer.
That's definitely a secret.
Body count.
Yeah. I think that's a rude question anyway, body count.
When's the last time a guy asked you what's your body count?
That's immature,
right? High school,
right?
Exactly.
That's immature as
fuck.
Who
said that?
What's a body count?
High school, right.
What's another thing that it's okay to keep a secret from your man?
That somebody slid in your DM that you might want to holler at. You got to keep that low. You ain't going to be like, yo, guess who just DM'd
now,
L'Oreal, me, nigga?
Gilbert Arenas.
But she would tell.
I would tell. I tell on myself. Because I got a guilty conscience. I can't just do
so
something.
So do I. Like, I prefer honesty and everything, no matter how bad it is. Like, I'd rather say everything. So that way he can't tell me nothing. Like,
I mean, I'm going to tell him a year later, though. Like, it ain't. You can't be mad no more than this. So much
you
shit.
You promise you won't be mad?
You mad?
I think that you keep the roster a secret, not so much the body count. Like, you don't give specific
not
names.
Not how many, but who.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, listen, unless I had a bad situation with telling names at one point. It haunted me forever.
You can't tell names.
I feel like a man will always throw in your face what you tell him. I'll be like, yo, I ain't gonna lie. I had sex with so-and-so before you. Y'all getting an argument, bitch, you fuck so-and-so.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. No names, right? Right, just...
Don't tell that nigga.
But what if it's somebody that he's in the room with? Like, one day he happens...
Oh, no, if they're friends, then you tell.
Then
but
you definitely don't tell.
Like, for me, I can't...
You don't tell, right?
No, if they're friends, no. If he's going to find out, you have to tell him first. You can't let him find out from the people. But it's like... If you're messing with somebody, you don't want to tell them that you were with somebody that was better than him. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just be like, oh, I was with this famous person.
But a guy should never ask you.
They ask.
Better than me? Or if they ask about another guy, that's
No. That's really gray with a silent R.
First of all, that's happened to me while I was in the middle of fucking.
Really gray.
He was like,
wait, who caught that? What Stephanie just said.
What?
Gray
okay.
with a silent R.
It's okay if you didn't catch it. It's okay if you didn't
She said
catch
gray
it.
With a silent R.
Really?
Are y'all excited for our next guest?
Yeah! Yeah!
I believe
Fuck
that.
Angela, not
I
this
believe.
One. The other Angela.
I believe that she just came from filming to be here with us. That's so maybe we'll get her to spill some secrets. But Notori Naughton is here. Woo! Hey! Notori right here, boo. Look at how cute!
Oh, I love the shirt.
Thank you, kisses. For lips.
Yes.
Yes, lips.
Well, what's up, y'all?
Yeah.
I heard somebody say Team Tasha.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
He's your number one fan
Kisses
right
for
there.
You.
He kind of looks like
right
the lawyer
here.
On the show, too.
Kind of.
You want to be a side piece. Side piece, hey.
Shout out to all the side pieces in the building. Make some noise.
Side piece appreciation.
I'm looking around up here. Nobody up here? Okay. Nobody? All right. All right, now congratulations for having a baby, by the way. She just had a baby.
Yes. 4 months ago. Can you believe that? It's amazing. I'm so blessed.
Life-changing.
I have a beautiful baby girl.
Congratulations.
And I was shooting Power
throughout the whole time.
Like, that's while pregnant. I was 4 months pregnant. Everybody was like, wait, we didn't see that. And then popped out the baby.
Because we definitely seen some titties.
Oh, you saw them. They were.
Listen, they look good, by the way. Kim.
Thank
they
you.
Good.
You know, I'm real proud. And they're really
titties
in the building.
Titties since she played Lil' Kim on those
titties. Titties. Thank you.
That's
thank
right. You.
Yeah, no, playing Lil' Kim, I had to let it all hang out. But I loved playing Lil' Kim. It was a lot of fun, and I love playing Tasha, so it's good.
Okay, so I want to ask everybody up here a question, and y'all think about this too in the audience. If you had the opportunity to listen to your man's phone conversations without him knowing, would you want to do that?
No.
No.
Or woman.
Just at any point.
No. Never.
Where he's not with you.
No.
And
no.
He's on
pass.
The phone.
Pass. No, never. TMI.
I don't
TMI.
Even want to, like, maybe I would get, like,
what if there's
like
something that I don't want to hear?
Too
much info.
No.
Thank you. TMI. No. Pass.
I don't know.
You know, like, let me just eavesdrop and hear what he's talking about. He'll never know.
No. Hell no.
But then
I'll pass,
you might hear something you don't want to hear.
That's a pass for me.
Yeah, I kind of feel you. Because
maybe
then when
somebody
you're doing
just
it,
said a snippet. Somebody wants like to hear a snippet.
Oh, you know what? But a snippet could be kind of misconstrued. It's like taking it out of context.
That's true.
You might then you need the whole,
you get the whole thing.
If you're gonna go, you gotta go.
You don't
want to
hear anything.
Exactly.
I'm good.
No. I don't know.
Ain't no halves.
She want you want to know your husband be fucking up. You want to hear his conversations?
Now she changed her mind.
I want to put her in blood.
My man is so much of a thot. I don't want to know nothing. I don't want to know anything from his phone. Nothing.
I don't want to be mad at anything.
Not even
so I just
one
don't want
moment.
To hear anything.
No text, no phone conversations, nothing.
I'm nosy, though. I like to
I'm not going to lie. I feel like it'll be really hard, but I think I need to know the truth.
No. I'm with you.
I don't even want to see his text.
Yeah. Especially if you feel like
I
there's
don't
a reason.
See nothing.
I would only want to hear if there's like some reason that, you know how you get that womanly
that
intuition?
Right.
We know what's up. And you know when your man is kind of, something is sideways.
Right.
And then when you listen to that conversation, you're like, you know what? Thank God I did, because now I know what's really
that's
what's
right.
really good.
Now, let's keep it real, y'all. If he listened to your conversations, okay.
I'm an angel.
There might be some.
Me too. Y'all see my halo shining bright.
No, I don't want my guy to listen to my conversations, because then he's gonna hear how much of a thot I think he is from me telling my friends.
I might end up in jail for some shit too. I hear. You for real? You hear some shit? I'ma punch him in the face before I even get through half of it. I think.
Right.
I mean, I know,
like,
you're not supposed to do that.
Too
no
much
domestic violence.
Violence.
But
too
I'll be
violence.
Rihanna out this motherfucker. Like.
I feel you.
I don't think you want to do that.
I mean, I've seen the backlash, but fuck it.
Now, what about this? Would you go into business with your significant other? If y'all if he wanted to start a business, or maybe y'all could do something together.
If we were married.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
if
why not?
If you have a real,
that's
a real connection.
Yeah, why not? Because at the end of the day, if you believe
why
you're
not
one,
together?
You should join forces and be like a power couple, pun intended.
Right, pun intended.
Okay.
No. Little ghost and Tasha.
Like, when you, when you're really in a relationship with someone who you would even think about having a business with, at that time, you're usually like best friends. You know what I mean? So even if the relationship doesn't work, you can work on the business. You know what I mean?
Now, but Taylor, everybody's not Tamar and Vince, y'all.
But Taylor's saying no. Taylor, why are you saying no?
I just think you need time apart. You need time for you.
Your own thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, that's actually a good point, too.
You know
you're
what?
Working all day with him, eating dinner, fucking all night. That's too much.
That's too much.
Can we say
I mean,
fuck?
I guess I see your point. I think you can do it if you do it in a way, because I see her point. You can kind of find a way to maybe get somebody to be like the manager of that business. Like, you guys just own it or do your thing. You don't have to be in the office.
But what happens if you have more power than your husband?
Pun intended.
More power.
Pun intended.
Well, hey, I'm a woman. I can't help that. Women always have the power, ladies.
Oh,
we got the juice. No, I'm just
She not joking.
No, because like in my show, no. I feel like my character, I feel like everyone always thinks Ghost is the one in the real power, but it's always a strong woman right behind that man.
That's
making
right.
sure she's, you know, handling business. So.
Amen. And listen, very I agree true. With you yes. on the Mary thing.
No, Angela is not the one. She sent him to jail. Season 4.
But like, I agree with you on the marriage thing, because if we ever get a divorce, I'm still going to get half. So we can be in the business together if we marry, because that's going to be half my business.
Now, would y'all want to have to do a contract? Like if you and...
Yes.
No, absolutely. That's how you settle business. For me, I'm all about my money. I'm like my business. You know, I have a son. I got to take care of my family. I got to take care of myself always first. So in business, you sign contracts. Even if your relationship goes to hell, there's going to be paperwork there at the end of the day.
All right. Now, how would you feel if your boyfriend's friends were hoes and you knew it, right? All of
you
them.
You wouldn't be friends with hoes.
Unacceptable.
Slut buckets.
Unacceptable.
But what can you do? These are his boys that he grew up with.
Well,
every
you need
year
to get
they take
new friends.
A boys trip.
I mean, you definitely need, I think you need to have friends like-minded. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Birds of a feather, what's it, flock together?
Flock together.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So if your friends are out there hoeing, thotting, whatever you want to call it, and it goes both ways for women and men, you eventually probably gonna get involved in something you shouldn't be involved in, and it's gonna fuck up your relationship. So why even do it to yourself?
No, that's like having to choose between your girl and your friends.
No, but sometimes. The thing is, when you're dating someone and when you're in a serious relationship with someone and they have thotty friends, whether it's a man or a woman, it affects your relationship.
Definitely.
It affects your relationship. Because you want your
100%.
Man. You
yes,
want,
it does.
As a woman,
be
you
quiet,
want your
IP.
Man to have fun. I am... As a woman,
I object.
Listen to me. For me, I like my free. I like my space. I like to be alone. I like to stay at home. I like to take a bath, read a book. I like to be by myself. So I want my man to have a good time with his friends.
He
want to
drink the water.
I would really be happy with being comfortable with my man being able to go out with his friends. But when his friends are nasty, when they fuck dirty bitches, when your man's friends are like at the bar and they're tricks and they're dirty, disgusting, it's hard for you to be happy with him going out with them.
What kind of dude is this?
I agree.
Nasty, dirty,
like
disgusting.
He got crabs.
But he has crabs.
I'm just like, trying to be home taking like a bath. This nigga out at the bar spending $10,000 on a hoe. I'm just sick.
But how many of us got friends that's hoes? Like, you know, we all got our girlfriends.
Everybody got a friend
most.
That's a hoe.
Oh, yes.
Listen, everybody is here to raise their hand right now because everybody got a friend that's a hoe.
I got some hoe friends.
Definitely always one of your girlfriends that's just
But they be fun.
Fun, but
it ain't nothing like a quiet hoe.
I'm not gonna lie, right? The hoes do be fun though.
A quiet hoe that don't nobody think a hoe, but she a hoe in real life. Y'all know y'all got some quiet hoes. It's probably a couple quiet hoes looking at us right now. Y'all know y'all hoes.
Okay.
Quiet on working at the bank in the hospital.
All the hoes looking at me. Quiet.
Looking at me because I'm a stripper, but y'all working at the bank in the hospital sucking dick on the low. Talk to them.
What's wrong with working at the bank in the hospital?
They be hoes working at the bank, but call no, the strippers hoes because
the
they
biggest
strip.
Hoes are the hoes that work at the bank.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So no, they be checking bank accounts.
No.
They be checking bank accounts.
No.
They be checking bank accounts. They be knowing what niggas got money and who don't.
No. Gigi.
Shut up.
Gigi. It's not the bank hoes. It's not the biggest hoes work at the hospital.
The hospital.
You know what? They need a relief. They're saving people all day. They need love, too.
Y'all be in them scrubs and them crocs.
Wait, hold on. Who hurt y'all?
The biggest hoes work.
Y'all be in them scrubs and them crocs.
They are medical assistants.
Now, wait. Shout out to my friend, Rashana. She's a nurse and she's not a hoe.
We love you,
Rashana.
We love you.
I see you, Shana.
She's not a hoe. She's married.
But I'm saying, we all right, so we can agree. Everybody in here, male and female, we got friends that's hoes, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Make some noise if you got a hoe-ass friend.
Yeah.
Make some noise no if you the whole ass friend.
Yeah. Look at the lawyer. Look at the side piece. You a side piece and a hoe.
Make some noise if your whole friend here with you tonight.
Yeah. Wait, make some noise if you the whole friend.
No,
are
the
you
whole
the whole?
Now I want to give y'all some advice, okay? This is something I learned a long time ago. from a previous relationship in a galaxy far, far away.
He but had a night.
I just want to say, okay, when your friends do shit, don't tell your man.
No, that's the worst thing you could ever
facts
do.
Facts are facts.
That is the worst thing ever. Is tell me,
because sometimes we go home and we talk to our man and we lay, oh, you won't believe what L'Oreal did today.
Hold on, I ain't the whole friend.
They're
going to
hold it against you. They're going to hold it.
Y'all listen, y'all know I ain't even fucking right now.
It's the worst thing you could ever do. It's the worst thing.
But you know how we go home and we talk that shit and then you like, oh, me and L'Oreal going out tomorrow. And he like, didn't you just say,
wasn't L'Oreal just bent over?
Didn't she just win a dick sucking contest?
Shit.
Okay, I did. First place, bad bitch contest. I'm in first place.
But what I'm saying,
shout out to Touche.
Cop, drink. Where your drink at? You just said cop.
I did date a guy one time, and when we broke up, he told like everybody everything I ever said about them. You know how you go home and confide. But it was like people that I work with that was doing grimy shit at work.
Ooh, that's not good.
So he called my job, and he was like,
oh no,
she said this.
Damn. What?
He called your job?
Grimy.
He called power?
No, this is a long time ago. This is when I was like 21.
Oh, okay.
Wait, he called the Wu-Tang Clan.
Like, wait, my job? Like, he called your job. All right, so we were just talking about pillow talk, right? And I say you shouldn't tell your man That's your friend's business.
Men love to eat up the pillow talk. Yeah. They'll sit there and listen to you and be like, word, babe, right, babe? Oh, my God,
they
babe.
They just pretend like, not to
That's
think.
Crazy. That's crazy. And whole time, they like, yo, this bitch be talking like so like, much.
Tell me
like,
more.
I can't get this bitch to shut up. Whole time.
This week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Trippin.com. Did you know that the average family visits 5 websites before booking a vacation rental? Well, you can spend a whole lot less time planning your next trip and more time relaxing when you use Trippin.com, the world's number one site for vacation rentals. Now, I know right now you might be looking for a cabin to get away for New Year's Eve. Maybe you're planning your next beach vacation in Hawaii, or maybe that vacation in Europe where you live like a local. Trippin.com can help you find the perfect place to stay. Vacation rentals offer flexibility, perks, and amenities that hotels don't, like multiple bedrooms, you have a backyard, a hot tub, free Wi-Fi, and even fully stocked kitchens. So you can have a quick bite on the go, or you can plan and cook your own meals. Great for families and also for large groups. With Trippin.com, one search lets you filter, compare, and sort over 10 million available properties on trusted sites like VRBO, TripAdvisor, Booking.com, and more. Don't wonder if you're getting the best deal. You'll save an average of 18% per night by booking your vacation with Trippin.com. So don't forget, if you want to save time and money while booking the perfect vacation rental for your next trip, go to Trippin.com/Angela. That's TRIPPING.com/Angela. Okay, now another thing that Stephanie said before is that she does not tell her friends if her man is good in bed.
No, I don't.
You should never.
No.
That's a no.
No.
And then she's going to be sucking his
dick. No. I don't tell
your
my whole
come
friends.
For your man.
I don't tell my whole friends. The ones that I can trust, I'm like, yo, my man's dick is so big. Like, my insides are hurting. I need an Advil. Like, I'm dying. I felt his dick in my throat. He was fucking me in my pussy, and I felt it in my rib. I'm dead. I need to go to the hospital. But my whole friends, I'm like, yo, this guy is so weak. I'm so tired of him. He comes in 5 seconds, like 2 back shots, it's over.
Right, so that was talking about
that's
him.
Too much information.
Right, that's a lot.
Right.
I personally don't think you should be sharing.
I agree.
The friends you trust, the friends you don't. You could say like, oh, we had a good time.
Right.
You know, things went well. Things went well.
It was
I'm pleased.
Nice.
No, I'm very happy.
I'm not going to lie. I do. I
would
my
keep it real
friends,
sophisticated,
no.
Ladies. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, he's a pleasure. Things really went well. I'm so happy with this.
So proper.
I tell him, in general. I'd be like, he made me come 3 times.
First of all, Angela
why you gotta tell
be telling me all her damn business.
He ate the pussy till I passed out.
Well, it's like your best friend, though. You could do that with your
No, I tell Steph all my business, too.
Right.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like Gigi's one of my best friends. Gigi's one of my best friends.
Tell your best.
And Gigi knows that she knows what happens to my pussy.
Whoa, Gigi. I knew y'all was close.
She knows. Has she experienced this firsthand, or I'm confused?
She's seen pictures.
Okay.
I'm ready with a picture at any moment. Like, I take pussy pics every day. I just gotta see what's going on.
Wait, somebody in the audience is really excited. She's like, me too.
No, right?
Yes. I take pussy pics, man.
What about when you're on your period?
Listen. As a woman, you're growing and you're changing every day. You just want to know. I'm not gonna lie. Some days I have better pussy pics than the others. You know what I mean?
It's like a time lapse, that pussy.
You know what I'm saying? No, so you gotta be happy about the good days.
You need to embrace
it.
Now, how many of you have ever had a bad experience with a guy, right? One of my friends is married to a guy, and she told me that he had the smallest dick ever when they first started dating because she didn't know she was going to end up married to him.
That's awful.
Yes.
She has a good
husband. That's
so cute. That's
real. That is so real.
So now every time I see him and I see her, I be feeling bad for her.
You should. Angela, you're a good friend.
That's why you shouldn't tell your girls if your man has a little dick. Right.
That's true, TMI. Though. You shouldn't say anything.
Wait, but why is it not TMI to tell me he has a really big dick?
No, it is TMI to tell him he has a really big dick. But that's better information.
Okay.
That's better information than...
Well, because now every time you go look at him, it's like...
It's true.
No, but I'm sorry.
But when you tell your friends that your man has a little dick, you're talking down on him.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So you're like downplaying your man. When you're telling yo, this nigga's dick is so big, like it just fucked up my whole ribs. Like I can't breathe. I'm dead. I'm gonna go to the hospital.
I don't want that.
But she
didn't
know she
was going to
die. I don't wanna die from a dick.
That you're not talking bad about, like the nigga's a superhero at that time. Excuse me for saying the N word. I know I'm
she's Caucasian. Stephanie's no longer allowed to say the N word because she is
Puerto Rican.
European.
But
now, Taylor, Alana, have y'all ever had a dick that was too big that you couldn't handle?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
I have
yes, husband
I
number three.
Oh, right. Yes. Like everybody has?
Yes. Yeah.
You know the ribs. You know what I'm talking
exactly.
about, the ribs.
No, I had
you know
a really bad experience.
Where I'm just like, oh my God, my IUD is going to pop out like right now.
My ribs. My uterus is broken.
But.
No, because people, go ahead. I want to hear about your IUD. Popped out.
No. My IUD never popped out. It felt like it would, but
oh,
no.
Jesus. I had an experience.
What was Notori's experience?
I don't really know. I'm like so private. Well, okay.
Yes.
Anyways, you tell yours.
Real talk. People always like, ooh, I can't wait to get that big dick. I want the biggest dick that's out there in the world.
That is some acting right here.
But then when you get that big dick, I'm telling you, I have literally been in a situation and I've been like, we can't continue. Because, okay, so this is kind of personal, but I got a bladder infection. It caused me to have spasms. He fucked up my whole shit.
Oh my God.
I was like, I felt like a virgin for the first time.
This happened.
This is real life,
that's
people.
That's a King Kong dick.
Don't
he
think
was a
sometimes
terrorist.
You gotta walk away from the big dick.
You gotta say no to
the big dick.
He was a domestic terrorist.
Amen. Amen.
You gotta leave it alone, ladies, because that shit will fuck you up.
No.
How do you walk away when it's that good?
No, listen.
That ain't good.
You said a bladder infection is that
some
good.
Some of it is.
No. This is my advice.
Peeing on myself.
When the dick is really big, make sure as soon as you're done, go to the bathroom, go pee, and
you
clean
do
yourself
anyway.
Really good.
Yeah,
because you get tired. No, and I understand. I know where infection. I've been there. I
was in pain.
This is a true story.
Steph, you had a bladder infection too from a dick?
Big dick. A big dick will fuck your whole life up.
Big dick will ruin your whole life.
I was bladder infection, UTI, all kind of stuff.
It'll fuck your credit up.
And a rip.
It's not healthy.
Everything
it's not healthy.
It'll make you call out of work.
It's over. It's a not big healthy. Dick, you're done. It's
good.
Over. Your whole life
you
is over.
You can't be ready to get evicted because of the
that's
big dick.
That's it. It controls your life.
No, but
that's
listen.
He better be paying the rent.
You
Gigi,
have to. You have to.
Not me.
A big dick will get you tired. It will make you want to go right to sleep right after. You just want to roll over and die.
I do that when I masturbate.
That's a good dick.
How many guys in here have a dick that's too big?
But that's how you get a bladder infection because you forgot to go pee and you forgot to wash yourself. Now you wake up and you pee and it burns.
I'm sorry,
tight.
But a bladder infection
mad.
Is not
careful.
Sexy.
Let now you're mad. You just had a great night and now you're mad.
It's not a good situation.
Okay, what
you
about a penis
all
that's,
fucked up.
That's too small? Has anybody ever had that experience?
Oh my God, yes. When the dick is small, you just got to make them put it in your butt. And then you get
another
to feel
TMI
something.
Moment. Another TMI moment.
You get to feel something because it's in your butt.
Gigi, did you need lube?
No.
No lube.
I spit on it.
If it ain't spit, it ain't love.
I spit on it and put it in my butt. And then I rolled it and I spent around in a circle.
Throw that ass in a circle.
Yes. And then he died. May he rest in peace.
True story.
He did die.
Oh, that one left.
No, for real. Well, may he rest in peace. He did die. I killed him.
I feel like when it's a little dick, like you could feel like the ultimate champ when you sucking it. Cause you
When it's little, L'Oreal.
That is funny.
L'Oreal. You a fucking champ.
Amen. You can put his balls and his dick in your mouth.
All of it. Oh no, you can put
his balls. Your tongue can hit the gooch.
You popping.
You can pop the asshole.
I feel like I
got the asshole.
Like, yeah,
the
I don't
asshole,
know.
The balls in the dick, all in your mouth.
And you can get that lettuce from in between your teeth.
Go ahead.
You are.
He should be embarrassed to pull that shit out.
You started laughing at a motherfucker like. What is that?
Go ahead, Notori. You have a little dick story.
No, I mean, I'm not. I mean, I'm just saying we've all been there.
Oh, he got a little dick.
Don't do that. Don't do that to that man.
Shout out to the little dick in the audience.
He said, what do y'all mean by small?
People going to be looking at him for the rest of the night. That's the one with the little dick. That's not funny.
Buy him a drink.
I ain't going to do you like that, boo.
Let me see. Let me see your dick pic.
Yeah.
Show me.
Okay.
Yeah. How do we know that's yours?
I'm good.
We'll let you know.
I'm good.
He about to Google.
Did you put it in the Febreze can or the Comcast remote?
You keep it right there.
He's about to Google.
I just feel like you have to. It's an underachiever moment. If you have like the whole thing you said about, you know, you can really suck his dick. It's like I'm an overachiever. So to me, like that's like
a little.
I feel like I'm not achieving anything. I need to feel greatness. And if you want to, you know, to me, you gotta really want to get into it. And it just sucks if it's just so. It's just your.
Wait, is that your woman? Oh, I was about to say, can I have permission to look at his dick
pics? Sometimes you fall in love.
Because I'm going to show everybody up here.
That's true.
No, sometimes you fall in love with a little dick nigga. Oh, he got a dick pic. Creepy crawler.
I can see that shit from here.
Creepy crawler.
Holy cow.
Wait.
And he manscapes. He manscapes.
Oh, and it shaves.
That is some give you bubble gum.
I don't like it. I'm going to call this Mr.
Clean. This is what happens all the time.
Ladies, it's all one color. It's nice and smooth. It's long. The head to shaft ratio is good.
I don't like it.
It's not dark enough.
The balls are nice and tight.
Now we can't really see the balls.
I'm scared of you.
It's not dark enough. I wasn't ready.
I only saw one ball.
Oh, no.
Wait, we got to make sure he ain't catfishing. Hold on.
No.
All right.
Yo, Ann, did you see it?
But can I say,
how do we know that's you?
No.
But how do you guys feel? I mean, I know this
that
is
was,
your
that was bad.
Wait, do you wet the shade? That thing was way too clean.
To spin off of his dick pic, how do y'all feel about the man shaving the pubic hair area?
I like that.
It was very clean.
I like that.
So my question is,
that's not for me.
It's clean for me.
No hair in my teeth. Grown man penis?
Exactly.
You got a grown man penis with no hair? I'm good.
In your teeth?
I'm so good.
Hold on.
I don't need a baby boy.
Do you wax or do you shave?
I'm good.
I don't want to get no pubes in my teeth, man.
Give it to me. I want a manly man.
He shaves with the clippers. You shave with the clippers? Yeah, he shaves with the clippers.
Yo, you got part about
hair bumps. No hair bumps at all.
Closer to their body.
Congratulations.
Wait, white man got all that crazy shit. You are a certified creepy crawler because you have a dick pic on your phone ready. Creepy.
But you got pussy pics. But you said you got pussy pics for days.
Right. Okay.
I'm real.
She doesn't show it.
It's real.
I want to know how many times you sent that picture.
I want to know if you sent it in somebody DM that you didn't know or a girl that you was fucking with. Because I think I seen that dick before.
Has anybody ever ever been turned on by a dick pic?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
No. My dude,
from my man.
My dude, yes, my
exactly.
man.
Like, no. if I'm on set, my dick. You know, I'm about really? To go shoot a
like,
scene
what does
real
it
quick.
Do for me?
Or
nothing.
If I'm away
I
shooting
love
them. She doesn't
no.
like them.
I actually
you don't like it?
She no. doesn't like
I get like 100 dick pics a day, and not one of them ever does anything for me.
Like, what are you going to do? Story. Like, lick it through
Natari said from her
man.
Man. She's about to do
Snapchat. Everybody wants to show their dick. And
no,
it's like,
but I honestly have felt like, I felt like them for years. Like, ew, dick pic's disgusting. But then I got that
You saw
dick
a pretty
pic.
Dick?
Then I got that dick pic. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I do like dick pic.
They have the Apple iPhone with live photos.
I think it's not.
Wait, let me tell you.
Wait, if it,
I need to
if
let
I
got it from
thing.
A guy that I, like,
he
if
had
I got
a Samsung.
You
know, Samsung pictures is way
maybe.
Better than iPhone pictures. So I'm just saying.
No, I don't agree with that. Team
clean.
iPhone. iPhone got the best camera in the world.
No, I agree. I want
to
get an iPhone.
Shout out to my iPhone user.
So what makes a dick pic pretty?
He put a filter
okay,
on his
Okay, I can
dick.
Tell you what makes a dick pic pretty.
Do you
like
guys
the little
hear
bunny
it?
Ears and
a
all
good
that?
Good DP.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. She said you have bunny lighting. Ears on your dick pic.
All right, let's let the guest talk. Go ahead.
Okay, what makes a good dick pic pretty?
The filters?
This is what it makes.
You're not the guest.
The dick has to be pretty. That's how you get a good dick pic. First of all, guys, nobody wants to see an ashy dick. Put some lotion on it. You know what I'm saying?
Real. Coconut oil.
Does moisturize the penis.
I want to know when it's
moisturize
shiny.
Moisturize the penis.
Make it shiny.
All right, what else?
That's the first step. That's the first step. All right,
let's let everybody tell their
No, I'm going to, this is, I got rules. I got rules for a good dick pic. No, I know the guys want to hear this. Okay, that's the first rule. Put some lotion on it, okay? Second rule.
Jergens.
The angle. It's the angle. Like, don't ever.
It's all about the angles. All about the angles.
Women notice everything. Women notice everything. So, don't be like over the toilet. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like when people have their feet in a dick pic.
Exactly. No feet. No socks.
Agreed.
No feet, no socks.
And I see your little potato head feet sticking out.
So here's what you guys got to do.
No digging toes.
Here's what you have to do.
No DT.
Get on the couch. Sit on the couch or even in the car. Wherever you have a nice seat.
But not in the bathroom.
Get a nice seat. And then you dip yourself back a little bit. You go back a little like that. And that's how you... The good angle. You know what I mean?
You would think she had a dick.
I know. She's like, you hold it here.
From here.
And make sure you're hard when you take a dick pic. Don't take a limp dick pic, okay?
From down here, where you get the stop sign, you get the stop sign. Don't take the angle from down here. Like, we know you have a little dick and you're trying to make it look big when you're doing the angle from down here. Okay, always from up top.
All right, Natori, what's your rule?
No, I mean, she covered it. Apparently, there's a class on
I'm
this.
I'm telling you.
Tomorrow, we're
I
having classes on
I
dick pic etiquette.
Talking about, guys.
So
dick
come join us, and we'll do a little class on that. No,
my
I mean, I think the angle, I don't know. I personally don't get excited off of just random dick pics.
It's got to
like
be
I
your
said,
man.
It's got to be my man. Like, we got to be in. I think it's an intimate connection. Like,
that's
you
another
sending
rule.
Me dick pics is like,
that's another
love.
Rule. Right. That's another
that's
rule.
Like, we
that's
in
a,
this.
That's the next rule I was going to get to.
But let me get to mine, though.
No unsolicited. No unsolicited.
Absolutely.
So
not a hello
if you're
dick
in a situation.
Hello.
You send me the
like,
dick pic.
Hi. I don't know you from
then
home
I can
all,
be excited
but...
and I'ma just you know just keep going. So essentially, if you have a hard one, like you said, make sure it's nice and hard. And
it
just,
has to be hard.
And make sure you got a good angle and make sure I'm feeling you like that. I don't.
Yes, familiar dick pics.
Familiar dick.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't
like,
want random.
Like, don't just be like, oh hey, what's up? Good morning, dick pic. Like,
deleted.
No.
Done deal.
That was a coffer. I didn't even brush
my
teeth yet.
All day
like,
long?
Give me a break. Like can what? I get my life together before you send me a dick pic? You know what I
you
mean?
Know,
no
I
unsolicited.
It
got to be like from your man.
Stephanie.
Go ahead, go.
All right, so we get a lot of dick pics and dick videos in our
DM. How many of y'all get a lot of dick pics?
Do y'all get dick pics?
Yes.
So this is my
How many
thing.
Of y'all send a lot of dick pics?
They're not going to admit to that shit.
But this here's one, this my one. Thing. Mr. Clean said he sent a dick pic to every girl he meet.
So you get the video. You get the video, and they're jerking off in the video, right? So I see the. I look at these videos. They're funny. So they're jerking off in the video. Just make sure you finish. I want to see the finish. Don't just do the middle of it. I want to see when you come and if you're going to send me something like that.
I don't really like jerk off videos.
I agree.
If you're going to send the shit, send the whole thing.
Come on your own face. At least if you finish. Can,
all right? Like, make it.
Come on your own face. Oh my God, that would
make
be
it seem like you were excited.
Okay, y'all are nasty. Y'all are just nasty.
Get it.
Just
get
it.
I always show y'all though. Whenever I get that dick video, I'll be like, look at this shit.
Yeah, right here. You do.
And y'all
do.
Be I loving can. It, so yeah, don't act like you don't.
All right, so we are gonna take some questions now before we get to part two.
If anybody has any questions, put your hand in the
put
air.
Put your hand up.
And
any Shantia questions?
Gonna come over and you know,
look,
advice,
everyone's shy.
Anything. And I see a hand right
I
there.
See
she's
a hand.
Shy,
I see
but
a hand.
She got the gray on right
yeah,
there.
This
I see
one.
A man.
And she got squish boobies like me. Pick her.
First question.
I'm Shanique. I'm from Brooklyn.
Hey, Shanique. What's up, baby?
She got to yell like us.
No way.
Yeah, I'm screaming.
Stand up. If he has a little
we
dick.
We need to see you stand up.
If he has a little dick, but he has everything going, money, his own house, his own car, he can give head really well, would you stay?
Oh, he gives good
head. Marry him. What that mouth do?
As long as he knows how to work
make
it.
Make that shit great. Work. It's hard to find a good man out here. Make
that's
it work.
Right.
It's the most
that's
shit.
Thank God there's no
shit. What
can
he do with that little
sometimes
dick?
Sometimes you fall in love with a little
as
dick.
As long as he knows how to work it, it's great.
You got
to have
it.
Stay or would you leave? Down the
stay.
Road.
Stay.
Stay.
Bye.
Nah, I mean, okay.
Angela.
Said she don't want
Angela
no short man.
Listen.
If we're going to go down the line, I'm going to give my answer and I might stay for a little while, but I'm definitely going to cheat. If
you like bubble
to
guts.
My podcast,
yeah, exactly.
You know I'm
you
going
to
cheat.
You want to feel it in your ribs.
Okay,
I feel
so
it.
Stay temporarily.
I'm staying for a little second. I'm going to get a couple bags.
That's a good question, though.
Sex is a very important part of a relationship.
True.
That's
but
what I'm
I
saying,
have
right?
To say.
That's how
you
like
said
that.
Small dick. But
no,
just because it's
I'm
small
cheating.
Doesn't mean it isn't good.
Right.
I've had some penis that wasn't that big that was better than some penis that I had that
some
was big.
Dick.
But and you say it wasn't that
also,
big or small.
Not me.
Well,
or small.
Depends.
And we also have to consider that nobody's perfect. So if he has everything else going on for himself, then, I mean, you know, you
thank
can just
you.
Can go with the little dick.
G has a good heart.
Put it in your butt.
He has
I'm
a good
telling
heart.
You, put it in your butt. Go in the back and spin around.
That's why Gigi's my best friend.
That's what I said.
You got things.
Damn, Gigi. That's what the dummy I do to you.
Heart. That's how
she
you got to do
heart.
It with the little dick. You got to go hard. You know, you got to work
heart.
A little extra harder to
heart.
Make up for what's lacking.
All right, let's get to the next question.
You guys got one over here?
You might
got
to buy some big toys
over.
That y'all can use together because, like she said, a good man is hard to come by. So
to
as long as his
her.
Mouth works, you might be straight. Like, or you got to cheat on him.
Next question.
My name is Vixen. I'm from the Bronx.
Hey, Vim Vixen.
Hi, baby.
Vim Vixen.
What if...
She do.
Hey, don't you harass people, lawyer. You know better. You chill outside,
the lawyer would never do that.
She could cook.
Sit your ass down.
As she gorgeous.
We'll get you disbarred.
Sit your ass back down.
Just saying.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
So, what if the dick is good, but he can't go rounds?
Oh,
like
man,
one.
That happened to me. Don't
me too, girl.
No, that's
me
the
too,
worst.
Girl.
She said,
me
you got
to
get that nigga a pep talk. Like, get it
listen.
Back up. Please get it back up.
Find him some ginseng pills.
Oh, some around the world
you find
for juices
you,
for life?
You go to the herb shop, and you talk to the herb lady, and you tell the herb lady to hook you up with something natural that's going to keep him going. And baby sister, when I promise
wait,
you... You go see you a herb lady. Them natural
what was the question?
She know
work?
About the herb lady. She know.
I think what you need to do.
That's it.
Y'all need to have some really good foreplay.
With that question.
Foreplay.
That's pretty funny.
Foreplay. Good answer.
That's pretty funny.
Y'all need to have a lot of foreplay, and he needs
that
to make you
work.
Come.
You.
He needs to
no,
make you
listen.
Come before
listen.
He comes.
Listen, if your man can't go rounds, is that you gave up? Just give him some time. It's gonna happen.
I really
don't worry
need
about it. He can go around. If he falls asleep, wake him up. Wake him up.
Natori, what he do you think if your rounds. Man is good but he can't go rounds?
This is a
that's
tough,
a hard question.
I haven't had this experience.
He's always
think.
Gonna learn. He can always question. Learn.
I guess the
hard.
Only thing
does his
I mean,
mouth work.
I don't know. I guess patience, you know?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Like
don't give up.
Patience,
don't give up.
Don't give up.
Like, wait a little bit.
I really don't know. Give him some time. Pray. Give him some time.
Pray. I don't mind being one and done my damn self as long as I get
one. Angie ain't got time. Angie got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. She ain't got time to play around with you.
Maybe it's a quickie.
One and done.
Like, sometimes it's okay to just be done real quick and, you know, you got to go to work or something.
Yeah, one round is good sometimes.
Yeah, no.
Nah, when your dick is good, one round is cool.
Oh, our Mary friend got a question.
No, I'm lying. I need more than one round.
I'm Kim from Brooklyn. So you guys gave pointers on good dick pics. So what about us females? What's a good nude picture that we could send our guys so they
any
can
be like, angles are everything.
I'm ready to
I'm a little bit.
No, that's a lie.
I need the pointers.
No, it's not. No, no, no. That's a lie.
Listen. All right. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you what the guys like right now. Because I don't send out pictures, but when I do, they got to be really special, you know? Listen, when you're taking a pussy picture, this is... I know this might be a little graphic. I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep hitting you. So I'm so violent. But anyway...
Damn,
for a pussy picture.
Chill.
Look, guys are disgusting. You know what I mean? Men are
like
nasty.
Everything.
They're nasty. They don't want to see just the outside of your pussy. They don't want you to take a picture like...
They want breakfast.
No, they want it all. Look, like, that was my answer, too. Like, no. Show the pink. That's all they want to see anyway is the pink part.
Listen,
just show the pink.
My best advice for the ultimate pussy picture, spread it out. Take your hand, spread it out, show the pink part. Show the pink part and
show your shirt
tight.
And
don't take
no
floppy looking vaginal pictures.
They're going crazy.
Looking real floppy.
That's it.
Not too many curtains. Okay.
Don't nobody want to see that.
This is another thing.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
But the angle. If you guys want to know the angle, here's the angle. It is a special trick. It has to be like from here, from the bottom. Like not from the top. Nobody wants to see that shit from the top. Nobody cares. The good shit is in the bottom. You have to like really get down here, you know, stick it out. Show the pink part.
Call it breakfast.
I don't know. I guess I have a totally different perspective. If
okay,
ladies,
that's it.
For me, but I mean that's how I mean I don't know. If it were me and you know you're taking like a new pick and let's say you're really into the guy, I personally sound really really like I don't know old school. Leave
Christian.
Something for the imagination.
of course.
I personally think you should do angles of your body.
Hallelujah.
Boo me all you want, boo, but you wasn't booing me just 5 minutes
picture.
Ago when you was trying to get a
boy
today. Boo me all you want to. Y'all was just trying to holler, so I'm good. Give him
they want to see
a
booth,
a little areola,
picture.
A little something. You ain't
make
gotta
it
give
artsy.
It all.
Make it artsy.
I personally think one of that's the best me. Pussy pictures I would have to say I ever seen in my life. This is who you need to look after.
Oh, Lord.
And that's motherfucking Amber Rose when she was with Kanye.
And like I said, it's a picture from the bottom. I got my tips from Amber.
She had her fingers in her pussy. She had the red bottom showing.
It's a pink ass.
Grab a friend.
No,
and this is my advice. Grab a friend that you trust with your phone, though. Don't let her have the pictures. And you let her do the photo shoot. Like, bitch, I'm about to put my legs in the air, my fingers in my pussy.
No, but if
do
you
the same thing Amber Rose did. Oh, well.
Do
no,
it.
And,
for
if,
her.
And if you look
do
at Amber
feel.
Rose's pictures, like, they're all
I'm
the way
artist,
I said
it's
but
I'm
if you want to send a picture, y'all see Gabrielle Union pictures? Did y'all see Amber Rose pictures? Be Amber Rose when you want to get that.
I haven't seen
that's the answer to your question. Be Amber Rose. Google them right now.
Hashtag
I'm telling
be Amber
you.
Rose.
Exactly. Hashtag.
No, but if you want to send a nude without showing your pussy, you could send a nude without. I mean, I'm talking about a pussy pic, like a good pussy
no,
pic.
I feel you.
But a nude, like you know, a guy likes to see the butt. Guys like butts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, tits are really overrated nowadays. You know, shoulder curve.
I love asshole.
You know, you don't got to bust it too much. You don't got to bust it too much. Just make sure everything is in good proportion.
It's all about the angles, he said.
Did she have
it's all about
assholes.
The angles.
Loopy!
He doesn't give a shit. Like,
guys
he's just
want
like,
to bust
I want
to
see the
it.
And we are talking that's about it. Female assholes, correct? You just said assholes. I don't know.
Loopy!
Right.
Yo,
Loopy.
Loopy, I love you, Loopy.
Can I say one thing?
Take the mic.
Puerto Rico.
Hello? That's all I'm gonna say.
La body.
Hey.
Can I say one thing, ladies?
Absolutely.
I love asshole, but just make sure if you're light skinned, that shit don't look like dark skin Raheem.
No brown,
dark skin Raheem.
If you light skin, no brown.
Listen, just make sure you bleach that shit, baby. And I'll be in there like this.
I'm saying the pig.
Well, Jesus, all right.
Damn, I love Luby. Asshole. I love asshole.
Let me know what he doing.
I love ass. I'm a Scorpio, baby. Yo como culo.
Shout out to Luffy. We have Luffy on the podcast.
I know what that means, and I don't even speak Spanish.
I'm Spanish as fuck, and I don't know what the fuck he said.
Yo, where Tasha at?
Tasha.
I'm right here. I love you, baby. I'm so mad your daughter died in the show.
I know.
Rest in peace, Raina.
Yo, Tasha.
Look at the side piece. The side
Tasha,
piece that you, Luby.
Where you at?
I love you,
baby. Where that boy lawyer?
The side piece.
Where that boy lawyer?
We got the lawyer and Goku.
Where that boy lawyer? But you know what? It's not even about, it's about Tasha.
I love you,
Tasha. Listen, baby, I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't want to take up time, but we support you so much, my love.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, my love?
No, that means a lot. Thank you so much. And I appreciate it. And thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, Luby.
Like, this is awesome.
I'm embarrassed to say I don't know what my asshole looks like.
Angela.
I never gotta get back there.
I've been telling Angela to beat your asshole for 3 years.
I know what my asshole look like.
So me and G look at our assholes.
I know what mine looks like.
We look at each other's assholes.
And I bleach it, too.
And we
all right,
bleach.
You guys, we are going to have to take a five-minute break to get ready for our next guest.
Okay, I have to use the bathroom anyway.
Yeah, I got to pee again.
But thank you so much. Listen, Taylor,
thank
we are
Thank you
be
so much for having me.
A lot
guys
of love.
You guys are amazing.
Representing.
Thank you. Keep taking that black cock.
A cheers, girls. Let's get a round of applause for our first guest.
Natori, give us some spoilers from Power.
Oh, I can't tell y'all nothing. But
tell.
I live. I'm living.
Yay!
You know, I'm just happy because everybody is dying out here in these Power streets. But shout out to an awesome showrunner who's also a woman, Courtney Kemp, killing it as a writer. Omari Hardwick, killing it as Ghost.
Nice.
I'm so, so blessed to be in this show, and I just appreciate y'all love and support. And thank you, Angela, for supporting.
I love you, Natori.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you, guys.
Don't forget, today's episode is brought to you by Tripping.com. One search on Tripping.com lets you filter, compare, and sort over 10 million available properties on trusted sites like VRBO, TripAdvisor, Booking.com, and more. Don't wonder if you're getting the best deal on that New Year's Eve cabin or winter beach vacation. You can save an average of 18% per night by booking with Tripping.com. Bottom line, save time, save money while booking the perfect vacation rental. Head to Tripping.com/Angela today. That's TRIPPING.com/Angela.